Let me tell you what this this next guy is. He's his show is devoted to Yah, and as many people as I know in the Messianic lifestyle, this man, his integrity and being devoted to Yah is off the charts. It's awesome. It's great. His show is extremely unique. The brother teaches. He plays music. He applies Torah to our life. Please come and listen to Darian L. Serrano every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Darian L., my best friend in the planet. I love you so much, my friend. How you doing this morning? Shabbat shalom.
Wow, thank you, Mark. Shalom to you, brother. Thank you for that love, man. I appreciate it.
You know, you are one of the people on this planet that I have to meet. You know, it's I'm building a house right now that we're going to be able to travel around the country and get to meet people. And it's our plan anyway. How that's going to work, I don't know. But you are one of the people that I'm coming down there, and I'm going to park in your driveway, brother. And we're going to spend a week together. Just you and me, my friend. I love you so much.
Make him clean up all the corn chucks when he pulls his little tiny house out of your driveway.
That's right.
Hey, honey, they just prophesied we're going to have a driveway.
Hey! I love it. That's great. Woo! I love it.
Hallelujah.
I take it.
Darian L., your show, man, is awesome. It's great. And it is your show is devoted to Yah. That's yes, all sir. There is to it, my friend. Yes, so how is things down in Florida, man? Are you getting settled in and everything?
I'll be honest, it's been rough. Man. It's been rough. I'm definitely in the valley, and I thank Yah that I have a small congregation that I visit. So we're not alone, and got good. My wife by my side, and you know, a select few family that's close to me and open to be around somebody like me. you know. But it's definitely been rough, man. We've been betrayed by our family, and even down here with our goal to get next to our family to unite and to be in fellowship. And but anyway, I won't get into it. But it has been a rough time, very rough. And the only thing sustaining me is Yahuwah and His Word and my wife and just the peace, the brethren, those of like mind. It just brings me joy and comfort, and keeps me moving.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this brother. We know that you are aware of his situation, Lord, and I proclaim today that right now is the bridge point. This point is what has happened before is in the past, and now Darian L. is moving on up that mountain. He is on a steady incline. Amen. Up that mountain to everything going his way, because he is following your way, Lord. And absolutely. We thank you for that. We proclaim it now. We ask you and count it done in Yeshua's name. B'Shem Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Thank amen. You, Lord. Darian amen. L., it's all yours, my friend.
All right, Mark. Thank you, man.
You bet.
Okay, so today I just always like to say nothing's changed about me but my clothes and my job. I'm still the same person. I'm very zealous. I love the word, and I love truth, and I'm always open to correction. And today I just wanted to talk about lifting up our voice. Lift up your voice. I just wanted to go through scripture, so I hope you got a pad and pen. Because I'm going to be going through 90% of what I'm going to be speaking is going to be scripture. And if I get fired up and want to start to preach, then I'll do that. But my goal is to go through as much passages that I can. And I looked up the word proclaim. I looked up the word publish. I looked up the word declare. I looked up the word preach, make known. And I'm not going to go over all the passages, but I chose the majority of them, and I hope it stirs something up in you, because it has in me. I want to give a quick shout out to Paul Neeson. Man, this past week I browsed across his page and noticed that he's street preaching, and that just put a smile on my face. And I just want to say to you, Paul, keep going, man. If you're hearing, I don't know if you're hearing or not, or doing Shabbat, but right on, man. High five to you, pound. That's what I'm talking about. And you know, I was doing street preaching when I stepped out of Christianity in 2011, and haven't done it since. I just got my bullhorn back from the storage this week. And I was using it in the car. I should have made a video, but I was using it in the car and just preaching when I was driving by. And but I'm looking for a brother. I'm looking for somebody that I can go out there with and hit up the college campuses and the beaches and all that good stuff. But anyway, man, Paul Neeson, right on, man. Good stuff. I was trying to chime in yesterday to your part of the show. I was listening to Gabriel beforehand, and just beautiful. I was getting stirred up and just excited for the Shabbat. All right, we're going to start off with Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. And I'm going to be reading from the Restored King James Version. And here we go. Exodus 33, 19. And it reads, "And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim my name of Yahuwah before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and show mercy on whom I will show mercy." Exodus 34, chapter 5. Exodus 34, verse 5 to 7. And it reads, "And Yahuwah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah passed by before him and proclaimed Yahuwah, Yahuwah El Merciful and Gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that by no means cleared the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation." I just want to stop right here. So far, what we see is the proclamation of the name of Yahuwah as well as the character. You can't take one without the other. They both go hand in hand. And I know most of us, we come to know the person, more importantly, the character. But we must preach his name as well, and we must preach his mercy as well as his justice and his righteousness. And this is what's going on so far with the passages that we're reading. I hope that you're seeing that. Let's go to Leviticus 23. Verse 2 and 4. I'll start at verse 1. "And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of Yahuwah, which ye shall proclaim to be set apart convocations. Even these are my feasts." Deuteronomy. Actually, let's go to verse 4 as well of that same chapter, Leviticus 23, and it says, "These are my feasts, these are the feasts of Yahuwah, even set apart convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons." It's a good time to proclaim. The world is proclaiming their seasons, Halloween, so forth and so on. Christmas is a big banger here, coming up soon, and we ought to make a large proclamation as a whole, as a body. Hallelujah. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 3 and 4. "Because I will publish the name of Yahuwah, ascribe ye greatness unto our Elohim. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. And El of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." See, his name and his character go hand in hand. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8. Give thanks unto Yahuwah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. You see, we have to proclaim his name, call upon his name. You know, many, many, many religions and many believers of different gods and Elohim call their gods God. And what sets apart our God, our Elohim, from all the other gods of the world is his name. This is one of the first ways you can distinguish who is the Elohim that we serve versus who is the Elohim that the nations serve. And it is important that we not hide his name, but we proclaim the name of Yahuwah. Hallelujah. When people go and say, hey man, what faith do you practice? I believe in Yahuwah. I follow Yahuwah. I am Israel. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next chapter here. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. So right here, I want to start talking about, don't go around preaching if you can't walk it. If you can't walk the walk, don't try to talk the talk. It's one of the worst things you can do. Don't try to go and proclaim your own goodness, how good you are, how righteous and just you are, if you can't be faithful to the Most High. And I always like to say the word faith is in the word faithful. You can't have real faith without being faithful. The scriptures say as well that if we are unfaithful, Yahuwah remains faithful. And some people like to stop right there. But if you continue reading, and I believe this is the book of James, right, honey? I believe it's the book of James. Go look it up for me. Faithful. It says, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful unto himself. It does not say he remains faithful unto us. He remains faithful unto himself. And there's a plan. There's a, and I'm going to get into it, the gospel, because that has been the most important topic of the world, is the good news. But I'm going to focus on the good news. And there is a plan that he has for his people. He is going to remain faithful to his plan. But that doesn't mean he's going to remain faithful to us if we're unfaithful to him. And we'll read more about that. Okay. It wasn't James, it was 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. And it reads something like this. If we believe not, he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. Let us go to Psalms now. Psalms 26, verse 1 to 7. Very important. Here's some things. If you want to proclaim the name of Yahuwah and you want to proclaim his deeds, his good deeds and his just and judgments, do a self-examination. And here's a good example. David gave us a good example of how to do that. Verse 1, judge me, O Yahuwah, for I have walked in my own in mine integrity. I have trusted also in Yahuwah. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Yahuwah, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Yahuwah, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of thy wondrous works. You see that examination section, that examination time period, that tune-up is really important for us if we're going to proclaim his name and his wondrous works. So this is very important. This is things that we have to do. And you can keep reading this whole chapter. We're going to move on here. Next one, Psalms chapter 40, verse 9. It says, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Yahuwah. You know it. It's important that we preach to our own people, to those who believe in this scripture that we hold here, that we are believing in, whether it be Christians, whether it be Israelites in Yahushua HaMashiach, or whether it be the Yahudim, the Jews, those who do not believe in Yahushua HaMashiach. If they believe in the Tanakh, we need to preach to our people. We need to preach to those who believe. This is what I'm seeing so far with the passages that I've found. Let us go to Psalms 78, verse 5. And it says, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which ye commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. We need to be proclaiming the law, the Torah, the law of Moshe, the Torah of Moshe. I'm working on a song right now, and it was based out of a Deuteronomy study, I believe, and the wilderness. When we were reading the Torah portion of the wilderness, and there was a chapter and verse that says, why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And that just struck me during the Torah portion. Oh, Numbers chapter 12, sorry. Numbers chapter 12, thank you, wife, my scribe. So that struck me during the Torah portion. And after that Torah portion that day, I said, can we work as a congregation? Can we work on a song real quick? And I want everybody to just chime in on what we've been learning about the wilderness and not grumbling and not murmuring. And just share with me. I want to work on a song, and I want you to tell me what is being highlighted. What in your eyes and your understanding from what we're studying, what's being highlighted? What's important? And so everybody just started throwing around ideas, and I took it home and I worked on a song, and the main part of the song goes, why? Were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And so this is also connecting with the New Testament, where Yahushua says, if you did not believe Moshe, how can you believe my words? So this message that we need to be preaching, It covers all boundaries. It covers the Jewish people, the Jews. It covers the Christians. This message is not to be hidden. The message of his truth, of his justice, of his goodness, of his Torah, of his salvation, of his kindness, it covers all. There's nobody, and we're going to find out later, but so far the Gentiles and nations are being, it seems like they're being left out, but we'll get there because they're not left out. It's just that the truth first has to come to Israel. The truth first has to come to those who are in the house, or those who at least proclaim to be in the house. Judgment starts in the house of Yahuwah. All right, where are we? Let's see. Psalms 89, verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of Yahuwah forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. Here's something that we should be proclaiming to every generation, to our children, to our infants, to our children who are conceived in our women's wombs. We should be speaking to them. Hallelujah. Singing his praise. Sometimes we need to sing. I need to sing more praise, especially during a time like this. I feel like not singing more praise, but it's times like this in the valley where we need to sing, because the joy of Yahuwah is our strength. And And although I know this mentally, sometimes the flesh is getting so beat up, the enemy is trying to shut us up from praising him. And so I thank Yahuwah. I've been getting fired up. But sing of his mercies. You see? That's good news. His mercy. But you can't understand his good news if you don't understand the bad news. See, how can a patient go to a doctor and appreciate a cure for something he doesn't believe he has? A doctor must first be able to tell a patient the illness and the disease with proof of which is residing in his body. And then they can appreciate a cure. You can't appreciate the goodness of the Most High if you don't understand his severity. And you know what? This is a word that I learned. You know, I learned to put this together when I was in Christianity through a ministry that unfortunately rejects the Torah of Moshe. But not really. They reject it. I would say they really only are a small percentage off. With the way the master, we all know of that name, Kirk Cameron, Ray Comfort. And they've become very zealous in coming against those who are in Torah. It's very sad, but I have all of their DVDs of that ministry, and it encouraged me to go out and preach. And they made some very good connections and parables to the importance of preaching. And they even mentioned about, like, you can't draw the silken thread of a needle. I mean, you can't draw this unless you have a needle. You can't sew properly, basically. I can't say it the way they had it, and they probably quoted it from somebody else, an old Christian preacher of old times. But you can't sew if you don't have a needle, and the needle has to pierce through. It hurts. Sometimes the truth hurts, but you can't appreciate good news unless you're hit with the truth first. There's another Proverbs that I'm thinking off the top of my head. I like to quote it a lot that I don't have here in my list, but it says, "The wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy." And we need to embrace this truth. We need to first embrace it for ourselves so that we can proclaim it to the world. And that was Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. Thank you, wife. All right, where are we? Psalms 89, Psalms 105. Psalms 105, verse 1. "Oh, give thanks unto Yahuwah. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." You see, his character, his deeds, his doings, as well as his name are important. They must go together. Psalms 106, verse 8. "Nevertheless, he saved them from for his namesake, that he might make his mighty power to be known." Hallelujah. These are things that he has done. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I want to read the whole chapter. Are you ready? Get set. Go. "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. And the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of Musick shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond trees shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken, at the fountain or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Elohim who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And we found out that goads are a spiked stick used for driving cattle. That spiked stick, I'm sure, does not feel very pleasant. To provoke, let's see, another definition we have here is to provoke or annoy someone so as to stimulate some action or reaction. Wow. Thank you, wife. I mean, that goes clearly with everything I've been saying so far and what we've been reading in these scriptures. When we see the prophets rebuking his own people, I'm sure he looks like a madman. It does not look very loving and kind if you are walking in the flesh. But if you are walking in the spirit, you will see the loving kindness and mercy of the Most High, that he would raise up such a man to set us straight. I praise Yahuwah for all the men that are standing up and speaking against idolatry and wickedness and blasphemies and sexual immorality that is happening in our house, amongst our own people, first and foremost. I appreciate those men. And I mean, I could remember, even in Christianity, I had an appreciation for those who weren't very popular. Men who would come and preach a little bit in a church service now and then, but they never had a great ministry. They never went out and had a name or worked full time in the ministry. There was something about these men that I grew up seeing with my eyes and encountering and seeing in the churches I was part of. I just appreciated them. They walked, the ones that I can think of right now, there were some that weren't very good. Some were very inappropriate with their wives. Some got into divorces. But the ones that I'm thinking of were consistent and persistent with their testimony. And I just appreciated that. But I'm sure to everyone else, they were weirdos. And that's why they only got to preach every once in a blue moon. You know, they couldn't really get the mic very often. And they couldn't get a lot of hallelujahs. Praise Yah. You can hear a pin drop sometimes when some of these people preach. Anyway. Verse 11. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies. Nails hurt too. And you gotta smack them in with a hammer. You know, and I hear it all the time. Don't beat the word over the head like a hammer. Don't beat people over the head with the word. But you know what? How can you really appreciate the good news unless a hammer can send the nail in and pierce you? Wow. You know, sometimes we need to be careful what we're saying. We need to question whether are we repeating what a preacher is saying, or are we actually believing what the word is saying? We need to really think about that and pause sometimes. What's coming out of my mouth right now? Am I repeating what D said? Am I repeating what Devoted to Yah said? Where is that in the scriptures? Last night, I was having a Shabbat study with my neighbor that I just met this week. And I was talking about a scripture. I was putting like two scriptures together in one, and I thought it was all in one verse. And I had to say, babe, I renege on that one. I take that back. I don't know where I got that from. That must have been a book or a sermon I heard or something. So, but you know, some, we got to check ourselves. Am I speaking those scriptures or am I speaking somebody else's words? It's so funny because, you know, none of us are exempt from it. So praise Yah for his mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Verse 11, which are given from one shepherd. Verse 12. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Okay, a lot of people are very good at writing books. I'm not. I'm not a book writer. And if I write a book, my wife's going to write it for me. I'm going to speak, and my wife's going to write it for me. But, you know, there's a lot of books out there. There's all types of books on how to get closer to the presence of the Most High and how to be a better you. And I don't recommend those kind of books, but you know, there's a lot of books out there, a lot of good books too, from very good teachers who teach scripture. And I will say this, I did not get where I am today by myself. So I give a lot of respect and homage to those pioneers of the Messianic movement, the Hebrew Roots movement, whatever you want to call it. Those people who have went before us and stepped out of Christianity to something deeper. And I give a lot of respect to those who went before us. And a lot of them have written things. I've been studying the two-house restoration of Yisrael. That's what I've been going over on my show. I'm reading an article that my congregation gave to me that does not have copyright policies. And it's one of those people that says, hey, man, listen, go take this word and share it. If you want to edit it and change it, go for it. You know, just don't put my name on it. But so I'm sharing the study because I don't think there's anything more important than the gospel, than the good news. Hallelujah. And, you know, I know I've been getting caught up these last few years since 2011 when I left Christianity. And it's very easy to get caught up in many different doctrinal discussions and debates, which is fine and good. And I love it. And trust me, don't get me wrong, I'm not speaking against it. I'll make that very clear right now. I am not against debates and discussions. But what I'm saying is, if we're not preaching the gospel, if we're not preaching Yahushua HaMoshiach, there's a big problem with what we're preaching and what we're getting into. And so I've just been so encouraged to just, I need to nail this down. I need to understand what is the good news from Bereshit to Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation. I need to understand this thing, and I want to be able to communicate it in a matter of minutes, like Stephen did right before he got stoned, like the apostles did before they got persecuted. In a matter of minutes, they were able to proclaim this good news. Anyway, we're going to get more into that. Verse 13. Let us hear. So although you can write all these books, that's all well and good, but let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Hopefully what all these books are leading us to. If the book is not leading to this conclusion, I don't know. That's just my opinion. You take it, but I'm feeling really led right now to say that, you know, especially this is how this man is speaking this, and this is truth. He's not speaking in his own flesh, and we know who wrote this book, and his end did not turn out very well. However, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That sounds very sound. That verse right there, verse 14, for Elohim shall bring every work into judgment. That's true. Every secret thing, yes, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Those two verses right there, I don't care how many books you write. I don't care how well you preach, how well you sing. If your stuff is not leading me to this place, it has very little value to me. And I hope you will see. I'm not saying it's not valuable at all, for even people of the world can write books that are beneficial to me. But if it's not leading to verse 13 and 14, there's a big problem. Let's continue. All right, where am I? Isaiah 12, verse 4. I'm going to go back a little bit. Verse 1 to verse 4. And in that day thou shalt say, O Yahuwah, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, your anger is turned away. And you comfort me. You comforted me. Behold, El is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise Yahuwah, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. You see that? Verse 4, his name and his character both going together. They're distinct, but they are together. They're a package deal. We can't go around ignoring the name of Yahuwah and just focusing on his character. As well, we can't go around preaching his name and devaluing his character. And in the midst of that, we have to make sure our own character is in check by letting him examine us. And that's what we've covered so far. Isaiah 12, next verse, Isaiah 38:19. The living he shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. This is a generational thing. We need to pass this on. We need to teach our children. We need to turn off the video games. Turn off the television. We need to pause. This is the Shabbat is the best time to do that. But, you know, we got to do it throughout the week, too. You know, back in Christianity, they said, don't be a Sunday Christian. And here in the Hebrew roots, I'm telling you, don't be a Shabbat Israelite. Don't let Shabbat be the only time that you're getting it in with the Most High. Hallelujah. Isaiah 38:19. I read that. Isaiah 42:16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they knew not, that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. This is what Yahuwah does through those who proclaim him. They make the crooked path straight. Low place high, high place low, dark places light. That is the job of the proclaimer. And when I say preacher, proclaimer, and I understand that a lot of these passages are coming from prophets and those who had the office of a prophet, but the scriptures say that every believer, that we are to go and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Ruach HaKodesh, Yahushua HaMashiach, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. This is the responsibility of every believer. Everyone might have a different level of that calling. And just reading a note here. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. This is a job for every believer. Everybody might have a different level of it. Some people might be on the streets heralding with a bullhorn or standing up on a stepping stool. But some people might just be going house to house one-on-one with people. Some people might just be having virtual evangelizing and preaching with people via virtual technology. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. Anyway, But nonetheless, the point is we have to proclaim the name of Yahuwah, and we have to proclaim his works, his deeds. We have to proclaim his commandments, what he loves, what he doesn't love. We need to expose darkness. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Isaiah 52, 1 to 11. Awake, awake. Isaiah 52, 1 to 11. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Yerushalayim, the set apart city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Yerushalayim. Loose thyself from the bands of the neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Yahuwah, ye have sold your daughters for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Master Yahuwah, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahuwah, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahuwah. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I who he is, his name and his character. Are you seeing the connection? Let's not ignore the name and let's not ignore the character. We need to embrace both. His name is being blasphemed. And yes, there is a level of truth that if we are hypocrites, if we are not living right, and we proclaim his name, yes, that is also a way that we blaspheme his name. When we're not faithful to him. But the other way we blaspheme his name is by the actual definition itself. To devalue, to bring to naught. When we devalue his name, when we substitute his name for a title, we are devaluing his name, and something we shall not do. I don't care what rabbi tells you. I don't care what a theologian PhD tells you. We must not do this. And we need to proclaim this truth. We're getting closer and closer to the return of the Messiah, and we need to be straight on these things. There's actually a reward for those who guard his name. There's a special reward for those people. And if you want to be part of that number, start stepping up to the plate. And here's where I'll tell you to start. Start with asking, why am I not proclaiming his name? Just ask yourself that question. Once you find the answer, see if it lines up with the scripture. If it is not lining up with scripture, according to your conscience, you need to fix that problem and you need to dig deeper. Continually, my name is blasphemed every day. Verse 6, therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. See, the I am and the name. They go together. Who I am and my name. Verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that brings good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that says unto Zion, thy Elohim reigns. Verse 8, thy watchman shall lift up the voice. Are you a watchman? And I'm not talking about as an occupation in Yisrael. Are you a watchman? Yahushua said, watch and pray. Be alert. We are all to be called watch. We are all called to be watchmen. We are watchmen over our own soul. We are responsible for our own salvation. But the scripture also shows us that we are also accountable to our brothers. We're not in this battle alone. We're not an island unto ourselves. And we have to be watchmen for one another. We have to be watchmen for the body of Messiah. We have to protect one another from the darts and the arrows of the enemy. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when Yahuwah shall bring again Zion. This has not happened yet. This has not happened yet. Therefore, we need to keep preaching. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Yerushalayim. For Yahuwah hath comforted his people. He has redeemed Yerushalayim. This is prophetic, meaning it has not happened yet. We may have a token of this prophecy, but the fulfillment has not happened. And it's okay. We need to read this over ourselves. We need to proclaim this as well. We need to prophesy. But you know what? Sometimes people just want to prophesy good things, and they don't want to talk about judgment and sin and repent. And that, to me, is where there's a problem. And you need to start questioning whether this prophet who is speaking is really a prophet. It's okay to preach good things. We're called to do that. We see right here in the scriptures telling us to. But let's take the whole package. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Let me finish that. For Yahuwah hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Yerushalayim. Yahuwah hath made bare his set apart arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim. Hallelujah. Now we're starting to get into all the nations. Now we're starting to talk about all the nations now. This is not just for Yisrael. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yahuwah. I think that was it, verse 11. Isaiah, man, I got so many scriptures. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. The Ruach, the Spirit of the Master Yahuwah, is upon me, because Yahuwah hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahuwah, the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahuwah, that he might be glorified. You cannot experience this unless you mourn and repent and turn to the Most High. This is the message that we need to be proclaiming to the world. First to our own, and then to the world. This is beautiful, gracious, merciful news. It's good news that Yahuwah will not destroy us because we repent. That's good news. It sounds bad. It's like, why don't you preach something good? That is good news. I'm telling you that he will not destroy you. He will have mercy on you. That's good news, isn't it? And they're like, yeah, I guess. No, you need to really think about it. You need to repent. You need to really mourn over your sin. And if you are a Christian or a Jew, you should know better, because you have the Torah. You have the Tanakh, you have the prophets who said these words. So don't look at me, or don't look at a preacher who's preaching like this, like we're crazy. Well, we might be a little crazy, might be crazy for him, but don't look at us like we're preaching something completely foreign to what the book you are holding in your hand, that you proclaim is set apart and holy. All we're doing is repeating what's here. It's good news. Hallelujah for his mercy and his kindness and his gentleness. He came to bind up the brokenhearted. Your heart has to break. Ah, let's keep going. Isaiah 61, Isaiah 62, 11. Behold, Yahuwah hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Hallelujah. Let's keep going real quick. 64. Isaiah 64, verse 2. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Okay? This is a witness. Jeremiah chapter 3. All right, we're starting to get really hot here. Jeremiah 3, verse 1 to 23. Ooh, that's a lot. Let's see. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not the land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Ye return again. Yet return again to me, saith Yahuwah. This is so important. This is the gospel right here. This is the good news. The Torah says that a woman cannot return to her previous husband if she remarries. Yet Yahuwah is saying here to a harlot, his people who played the harlot, return again to me. Verse 2, lift up thine eyes unto the high places. And by the way, this is shown perfectly in Romans chapter 7. Verse 2, lift up thine eyes unto the high places and see where thou hast not been lying with. In the ways hast thou sat for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. This is stuff that Jeremiah the prophet is proclaiming and preaching. And that's what I want you guys to see. Imagine a man standing up saying these things. Imagine, just picture that while I'm reading. Don't forget about me. Verse 3, therefore the showers have been withholden, and there have been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father? Thou art the guide of my youth. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Yahuwah said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She has gone up every high mountain and under every green tree. Man, there's so much. Ooh, I'm going to go to Jonah. I'm going to just preach from now on because my time is almost up. And I just want to say, listen, the gospel message is for Israel. But the gospel message is also for the nations to become Israel. And one of the perfect examples we have in the Tanakh is Jonah. Jonah. Because so far, what I've been reading, it sounds like it's mainly just for Israel. And I've heard it before in the Hebrew Roots movement. Some people have told me, D, we can't really preach to the world. Yah has to draw them, and we can only preach to the, and I don't know where they got that from. I think I know where they got that from, but it just doesn't make sense to me. Because even in the Tanakh or in the Torah, it talks about there's one law for the foreigner, and the citizen, and those who sojourn with them. And then here in Jonah, he's called to preach to Nineveh, which Nineveh was a city built by Nimrod. This was a pagan Gentile, a nation. Yet he was called to go and preach to them. This was a good example that the good news of salvation and to preach repentance, proclaim the name of Yahuwah, was not only for Israel. This was also for the nations. And those who are brokenhearted, those who mourn, will rejoice. Those will be forgiven. And Yahuwah was going to destroy that city. And he ended up turning from that. And so we need to proclaim, those of us who know the gospel, we know that Israel became a great kingdom. And the kingdom was split in two, the north and the south. And they were rebellious. And Yahuwah and Jeremiah, three divorces, part of Israel. The house of Israel, the north. He divorced them and scatters them all over the world. And by the time Yahushua was born on the earth to bring the good news, to redeem Israel back to himself, to call his wife back so that they can be one kingdom again, he comes and preaches, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark, how am I doing here, buddy?
You're great, brother. We're winding it up. So.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. So I just want to say, listen, let us lift up our voice, please, for the sake of our Elohim and for the sake of all who are captive. I've heard it said this way before. It's like a man that is, it's like a family in a burning building, and you are a fireman equipped to save these people from a burning building. What is the severity that you're going to have in your heart to rescue these people? Are you going to stay in the fire truck, or are you going to go into the building and save them?
Wow.
Please proclaim the gospel. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, I love you. Shalom, Mishpacha. And I appreciate everybody. Mark, thank you for letting me be part of Messianic Lamb Radio and being diverse and just accepting me. And I love you. I respect you. And I thank you for and all the cast there who work with you there in Messianic Lamb Radio. And I really appreciate you guys. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And Darianelle, I'm Susan Hoogie, and I too appreciate you. And having you as the first speaker this morning, you have set the tone for the day.
Yes.
You
yes.
really have. Lifting up your voice is your topic that you spoke on today. That is done through prayer, through praise, through Hallelujah. Proclamation.
Yes.
And you have brought that forward. And honestly, even if we only heard a segment of your teaching this morning, we have been highly blessed. So thank you very, very much.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Brother, love you, man. I want to remind everybody that Darianelle Serrano's show is devoted to Yah Saturdays at 7 p.m. His website is www.devotedtoyah.com. Boy, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it was available.
Yeah, that's right.
And Darianelle, thank you so much for how you have been praising your wife on the air, too.
Yes.
That was very nice. It gave me goosebumps. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. She's
Say hi to your wife. Hi.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, brother.
All right,
and y'all be blessed. And sometime soon, I hope we meet and can spend some time together.
In your driveway.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You got it. You got it big time.